this mindset of whatever comes your way, you're going to figure out how to deal with it. And you're not going to make excuses. You're not going to be a victim. You're not going to always blame other people. You get dealt things in life that aren't exactly the way you wanted or the way you planned, but you know, you just got to learn from it. As I go on in life, things are going to be challenging with different parts of life, business, family, personal situations. You know, life is just, we're never finished products, man. I have a guy that I talk to, and he says, if you wake up in the morning, everything else is manageable.
Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome back to Beyond the Bike podcast. Today and this week, we are going to explore a fundamental truth about growth and transformation. And this week, we're all going to put our work caps on, our hard hats on, and we're going to start to think about what are maybe those things that I need to face, I need to tackle. I've put it on the back burner for long enough. But this week, I'm going to tackle it and I'm going to go for it. So this podcast this week is all around that. And the truth is that you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable. And that's something we always want to say to ourselves is we're in that spirit of growth and we're in that spirit of tackling the hard stuff. It gets uncomfortable. But the cool thing is if you spend enough time in your life tackling the hard things, it sets you free. And this week, the goal is to set ourselves free from maybe one of those little things that we haven't been tackling, one of those little things that we haven't addressed. And the truth is, growth and transformation, it requires us to face the challenge. And it's uncomfortable, but it's necessary. And I want you to think about it like this. Are you maybe in a place, and I find myself there sometimes, that you're not being challenged right now? Because really, if you're not being challenged, you're not being changed. You're not in that phase of maybe growth. And again, it's that good old comfort zone. It's so nice in the comfort zone. It's so nice. And we get settled, and life is good, and it's not hard, and we're just cruising. But there's that little voice inside of you that's there, and it's reminding you, you know what? You're not doing what you should be doing right now. You're in this little zone of comfort. And there's things that need to get done. And it's hard because challenge, it really makes us question our limits. And then it's, are we really limited, right? Do you feel sometimes that, I've attained the goal. I've attained the goal. I've attained everything I need to attain. And we've talked about this, right? The false summits in our life. If I just get to this place, I'll be happy. If I just get to that place, I'll feel great. But the status quo is never comfortable because we know deep down that we're so much capable of more. But sometimes when we're comfortable with the status quo, it can stop us in our tracks. And it forces us to reevaluate and redirect our path. It sends us little tests. And building trust and resilience before rewarding us with the new insights and perspectives. And that's the beauty zone. That's the beautiful place. It's when you're on the other side of again, something that you haven't maybe put in the work and something that you've been putting off. And then finally you address it and you go for it and you take a step-by-step approach and you get her done. And there's all kinds of new insights and perspectives and you're sitting there going, wow, I've reached new limits. I'm not who I was yesterday. I never thought I was capable of doing what I'm doing right now. And sometimes the challenges are so big that they bring us to our knees. But that's where the real transformation happens. That's where we discover what's truly wrong for us. Making way for what's right. And it's in those moments of struggle that we find our greatest opportunities for growth. So now I ask you, right now, what's holding you back? What challenges are you avoiding, maybe right now? Are you afraid of failure? Are you afraid of success? Well, whatever it is, I want you to know that you have the strength to overcome it. How many times, and you can think about your own life right now and where you're at and what you've overcome, but how many times was I faced with a challenge that felt unsurmountable? Whether it was just being stuck in a rut and really not knowing, how the heck am I going to get out of this? But it's that little voice inside your head that tells you, you know what? The only way out is through it. The only way out is the next step. You got to take the next step. And then when you're done with that step, you got to take that next step after that. And you just got to keep moving forward. Knowing that it's going to be hard, knowing that it's going to be difficult, knowing that you're going to face times where you might need to lean on a trusted friend. And you take that deep breath and you started to take those small steps towards your goal. And yes, it was hard, but it's supposed to be hard. It was uncomfortable. But it's supposed to be uncomfortable. But guess what? It was also liberating. It's when you start to make your way through the difficult terrain and the challenges, and you get to that new summit, and you just get that sense that, like, I did it. I can't believe I made it through another one. So here's your call to action for this week. I want you to just think about what's holding you back. What are maybe some challenges that you're avoiding right now? And I want to encourage you to maybe embrace the discomfort of that. And take one step outside your comfort zone this week. Ask yourself the hard questions. Face your fears. You never know what growth and transformation awaits on the other side of it. So that's this week. Just pick one thing and go get it.